Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Matt Collins. Eyes like marble, skin like rubber. It's Adam Jones. Matt Collins. Unbelievable. Good breakdown there by Matt Collins.
We have a new favorite picture.
That was on his TikTok, right?
Yeah, he did this on TikTok yesterday. He was breaking down. I was unfamiliar with this. Apparently, it's a very well-known alien encounter. The aerial school incident in Zimbabwe in 1994. Kids were out at recess. No adults were around. This is a fly in the ointment.
No
adults were around. They were all inside doing meetings while the children were out at recess.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they saw some spaceships land, some aliens with eyes like marble and skins like rubber walked out, and they telepathically commununicated with all these kids.
So you're saying you don't believe kids?
Between age 6 and 12. I'm just telling you the story as it went down.
I believe it could happen.
There was a guy at Barstool who, I guess, went to this school, Keith. I was reading up on this incident yesterday, and he's talked about it at Barstool. You know Zah?
No.
He was
I don't go that far down the death chart.
He was at this school.
In Zimbabwe?
He's talked about it, yes.
Okay.
And so this is Mac Hollins, who I knew went barefoot.
Yeah.
And I knew had some interesting takes. I didn't know he was a big alien guy. He is now he is now our top target, as you said yesterday, Keith, for a Patriots Monday and or Friday guest.
Welcome to the show.
Number one with a bullet, Mac Hollins, better be on this show. That needs to be a Patriots Monday or Friday guest.
We're very pro alien on the show.
Yeah.
Tall grays, small grays.
I'm not even gonna ask Patriots question to this guy. I don't want to know anything. Nothing about football.
Don't care.
Aerial incident. What happened in Dulce, New Mexico? I know Ryan and Weymouth is a bit of an expert on that.
Right.
But I'd ask him about that.
Well, similar to you being dismissive of all the kids seeing this alien.
I wasn't dismissive. I was just letting you know there were no actual adults around is all I was letting you know.
The one time I'm convinced I saw a UFO.
Oh, you've seen one.
Yeah, but people always immediately throw it out the window because the next line in order to set it up is – we were coming home from Margaritas. So Margaritas is the name of a great restaurant.
I know Margaritas.
Which serves Margaritas.
Sure. Uh-huh.
So we were on our way home from Margaritas. And we
saw
a UFO. It could only be described as a UFO.
And who's we?
Me and my sister.
Okay.
And so she swears by it. We both say we saw it. And then people are like, oh, where were you guys coming from? I was like, oh, Margaritas. They're like, I'm like, no, but I mean, I've had plenty of Margaritas in my life. And it was the only time I saw a UFO. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
I would say if you're ever going to do it, that would be the reason. Yeah.
So, you know, remember the Storm Area 51 people? Remember from a few years ago?
Yeah, sure.
They have a Netflix documentary. I haven't watched it yet. They have, like, that train wrecked series where they have a whole bunch of different, like, crazy incidents.
That
one of them is Storm Area 51.
That was the poop cruise?
Poop cruise they did. They did poop cruise.
There was another one of that series.
One of them was serious, though. It was the Travis Scott Astrodome.
Okay.
Where, like, people died. But, yeah, they've had a handful of these. It's like a new series they have on Netflix. But the one that I saw pop up the other day was
Storming Area 51.
Get nice. Get them aliens.
There's like a whole thing about it. No, he needs to be a guest on that. How do we get that done?
I don't know.
Do we actually have to say less? Maybe if we draw too much attention to it, we definitely won't get him.
I think so.
Because we
definitely want him.
Peek behind the curtain, Keith. We're already getting shut down on most of our top options. So maybe we pretend we don't want
him. We haven't brought him up yet. So maybe,
and then we'll actually get him.
But you know who we don't want to talk to?
Mac Collins. He seems like kind of
like, next Monday you guys have Mac Collins. Like, yes. I think he would enjoy it.
I think he would enjoy it.
He'd have a great time. He could talk about aliens, talk about whatever else he wants. All his interests.
Yeah.
I mean, the barefoot thing is like the least interesting thing about him.
Yeah, no, I mean, we'd ask about that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you kind of...
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to not talk about that.
Be like, what's the fine for you to play a game without shoes, and how close are you to playing a game without shoes? If we paid for it, depending on what it is, would you play a full NFL game with no shoes?
What temperature can your foot withstand?
True.
You know,
Antonio Brown, remember he froze it off going into Raiders camp a couple years ago.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. Some foot stuff, some alien stuff. And he was out there working with the top group today, activated off PUP, so a very relevant Patriot, as it were, as well. But that's a new favorite on the team, hopefully, fingers crossed, and maybe we've said too much, a Patriots Monday and or Friday guest on this very program. 617-779-7937. We got your feedback there. Drake May just wrapped up speaking with the media. I will pass along anything relevant he had to say. He talked about his lack of turnovers, which is a good story so far through 8 days at Patriots training camp, brought to you by McFarland Energy. We'll also get to the latest on the Red Sox, mostly what they haven't done and what they may still do between now and the trade deadline, about 6 hours away. Plus, if you've missed anything through 8 days at Patriots training camp, we'll go on the clock. We'll recap everything you've missed in just 60 seconds coming up next.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.